My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, let's get right into it. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Joining us right now, Matt Barrows of The Athletic. He covers the San Francisco 49ers. Matt, thank you as always for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir. I want to start with the idea of scripted plays at the beginning of a game. I got a couple questions for you. One is, when a team scripts plays like the 49ers are known to do, about how many plays is it? And do they run these plays in order, or do they pick out a certain play of the script that they use on a particular play, or is it something that is very formulaic and they just go by the numbers for the first couple series?
Well, it's not that. I mean, I think that there's a script. I think that there are options for each of the plays. For example, I forget which game it was. They all started to blend together a little
bit. Let's go with the eight passes the first nine plays against the Cardinals, for example.
Yes, that's the one I'm thinking of. I think that that was done because they were seeing a full box. A lot of guys near the line of scrimmage, they had running plays that they could have called if it wasn't that, but they didn't want to run into that meat grinder, so they decided to pass in that one. I did a story a couple of years ago where I was actually in the locker room at halftime, and I was just a fly on the wall, and one of the interesting things was watching Kyle Shanahan on one side and then Chris Foerster and the tight ends coach on the other scripting plays for the second half. So there's a whiteboard. Shanahan is doing the pass plays on one side and the other two guys are doing run plays on the other. And then they eventually got the whole offense to sit in front of the whiteboard and they went over the plays with which they would open the second half. So it's happening in the second half too. The idea is to sort of build these plays off of each other. Obviously, in the second half, they are basing those plays off of what they saw the defense doing in the first half, what worked well in the first half. Obviously, the score of the game, that was the Tampa Bay game where they went into the locker room with a huge lead. So, all those things factor into certainly what they're going to open up the second half with.
Matt, I got to tell you, I got to be careful here because I was telling Steiny about Thursday. Obviously, the Niners didn't play yesterday. They played Thursday. Brock was excellent. I thought 18 to 28, three touchdowns, had zip on his passes. But, Matt, I was watching that Arizona game in which they lost, and I didn't blame Brock, but I told Steiny something was just off. Like, from his first pass, his accuracy was off just a bit. And they didn't win that game, but I just, you know, Friday morning or Thursday evening, I think about Purdy's performance, and I'm like, resiliency comes to mind. What did you think of Brock's performance against Seattle after, I won't call it a debacle, but subpar play against the Cardinals?
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, I think that was the story of the game for a lot of position groups. I didn't think the safeties played well against Arizona. I didn't think the D-line played well. And each of those groups, I felt, bounced back really well. The cornerbacks probably led the way in the Seattle game. But Seattle has been a place where Brock Purdy has really had to focus and has come through. And that first year, that Tampa Bay game that I was just talking about, he hurt his ribs in that game. The next game is up in Seattle on a primetime game. This is his second ever start. And the first road start, and he really kind of, I think it really impressed the 49ers how he was able to focus through the pain, the issues he was dealing with, and deal a win. And I think, to a lesser degree, Thursday's game had some of the same vibes. Like, they played so poorly against the Cardinals, they had to win that game in Seattle. It was a all-hands-on-deck game, and I thought that Purdy stepped up, just as he has in other trips up that way.
Matt Barrow is joining us on 95.7 The Game. He covers the San Francisco 49ers for The Athletic. 2 weeks ago against the Cardinals, just the eye test, Matt, I just felt like Purdy maybe was trying to do a little too much. That's the only way I can put it, you know, into words. And then last game afterwards, they beat Seattle, and he said, I tried to keep it more simple and just take what the defense was giving me. Did you sense that the Cardinals game was a little bit of an outlier in terms of Purdy's aggressiveness?
Yeah, I feel like the preceding games were similar to that too. You're seeing him hold on to the ball more. You know, that's been a theme so far this season. The red zone, their inability in the red zone has been a theme. And they may be tied together, where Purdy might be overanalyzing things. Against Seattle, the red zone was much better. You saw him see something and then make a decision and then throw. I mean, the second touchdown to George Kittle, for example, you know, Kittle's barely open on that play. If you throw it, then you've got to throw it perfectly, and the receiver has to make the catch. And those things happen. But that's how, fleeting those moments are when you're in the red zone. And Purdy was much more decisive, I thought, and let the ball go, and the result was a couple of TDs.
Matt, we're six games in, and I don't have to tell you, so many things go into an NFL season, but Steiny and I were having some fun. We threw it out to the listeners. The Niners are 3-3. Hargrave's gone for the year. McCaffrey hasn't stepped on the field. How does Matt Barrows feel about the Niners 3-3 right now with everything that's gone into it?
I mean, I feel like they need to be around 500, maybe a little bit more. You could probably be even less. And then a lot of things have to go right in the second half of the season for them. Christian McCaffrey has to come back. Dre Greenlaw has to come back. I mean, those are two big pieces. We just got word today that maybe John Feliciano is coming back. He could be an answer at center if they have problems there. My point is that this could be a different team in the second half of the season than the one in the first half. And it would make for an entirely different year than 2023 was. 2023 was getting off to a 5-0 start, wrapping up the division, getting the first round bye. this could be more like the previous years where they have to really turn it on in November and December just to make the playoffs. But in doing so, they go into the postseason with momentum, which can work too. There are two ways to do it. The 49ers have done it both ways recently, and this could be sort of a return to 2021-2022. Like I'm saying, the pieces are there. The formula is there. You can see that happening. Of course, it does require Christian McCaffrey not to have a setback and for Dre Greenlaw to come back at a fairly reasonable.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Time because, you know, they can't keep doing the, you know, get a game, lose a game for very much longer. They have to get hot at some point.
Well, Greenlaw looked pretty active against the Cardinals on the sidelines.
He did. we can safely say that his famous feistiness is very much intact, and I think that's probably a good sign.
Yeah. Matt Barrow's joining us on 95.7 The Game. He covers the 49ers for The Athletic. Ricky Pearsall, the rookie wide receiver, his window is open. Do you anticipate he'll be active for Sunday? And if he is, what do you anticipate his role would be among the receiving core?
I don't think that he'll be active for Sunday, only because it's just not the gunshot incident that he was dealing with. He barely practiced in August. He started training camp with a hamstring strain and then had a shoulder injury. And I forget the number of practices he participated in, but it was pretty few. So I think that his ramp up is going to be fairly significant. I wouldn't rule out Sunday, but I think it's probably going to be one of the games after that. And once he is back, I think he goes into a role like, you know, for example, what Ronnie Bell has done recently, which is, you know, giving a guy a breather, being able to play at a couple of different positions, But if there were an injury to Deebo Samuel or to Brandon Ayuk or Juwan Jennings, I think Ricky Pearsall's the guy who kind of steps into that bigger role moving forward. So it probably will be dependent on the health of the top three receivers, but there's a fairly good chance one of those guys gets dinged up between now and January, which would lead to a big game or a significant game for Ricky Pearsall.
Matt, don't hold this against me. I'm just a guy that thinks the Niners have outplayed the Chiefs in the two Super Bowls, one in overtime, seven of the nine quarters, and have nothing to show for it. We played Trent Williams sound about the upcoming game against the Chiefs, and he said, you know, it's just another game. But what are your thoughts on this matchup and what the Chiefs represent to the Niners? Because I feel like I know they could be healthier, the Niners. Maybe this is coming at a good time that it's the Chiefs. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, this would be a very kind of confidence-building win. You know, the 49ers have lost recent games after, climbing to big leads and then losing them in the second half. That's exactly how they lost their Super Bowls to the Chiefs, too. So if they could exercise that demon against the team that's really gotten them in big games, that would be significant for them. It would be their biggest game, their biggest win easily to date. And would be similar, I think, to the win over the Philadelphia Eagles last year. The issue is, with Patrick Mahomes, you have to be far ahead in the third quarter to feel good about your chances. So, I don't know what the right formula is. It would be nice if Jordan Mason were 100%, and then you could sort of go into a bully ball mode and just kind of ram it down the Chiefs' throats. We don't know about Mason, who obviously came out of that game against the Seahawks with a shoulder injury. So that's something to look for this week. But I really think that the offense needs to pour it on and make this one-sided like that game in Philadelphia ultimately was last year.
Matt Barrows covers the San Francisco 49ers for The Athletic. He's joining us on 95.7 The Game. We've kind of been hearing these whispers about the 49ers offense. You know, Purdy's holding the ball a little bit longer this year. They have less yak yardage after the catch than in years past. They're throwing the ball a little bit deeper. I know McCaffrey's out, but do you think the 49ers' philosophy has changed a little bit this year offensively?
No, I think it's what the defenses are doing to them. I mean, throwing the ball deep is a direct answer to a defense that is kind of taking away the middle. They're bringing their safeties up to take away the middle. The 49ers are having to zig while the defense zags. The yak stuff, though, I can't figure that out for the life of me. I know that Deebo Samuel missed a game. I know that George Kittle missed a game. And I know that obviously Christian McCaffrey has not played this season, and that is going to have an impact, but you're just not seeing a lot of it. I mean, their biggest yak game to date was Thursday. Wow. And that was largely because of that one pass to Deebo Samuel where he outran the defensive end to the goal line. And that wasn't a huge yak game. Certainly not compared to 49ers games of the past. I can't figure out why that is, and I can only imagine that it has to do with my initial answer. It's how defenses are playing this team now. They've adjusted. I don't know why it took them until 2024 to do this, it does seem to be having an effect on that passing game.
Wow, that's good stuff right there, Matt. Last week we threw out to the listeners and we answered ourselves, you know, what Niner player do you want to see more from? And I won't dare tell you, Matt, I think Bosa's playing bad. I don't, but I want him to be more disruptive. So I said Bosa going into Thursday night. And man, Matt, 14 pressures. What did you see from him? And can we get that Bosa? Or can the Niners get that Bosa this Sunday moving forward?
He heard your critique. And
there it is, Matt.
He posted that on the inside of his locker. That's what that was. Okay. he had a great game in Seattle. He did lament that he didn't get any sacks in that game. And he realizes that sacks are the bottom line. That's what he's ultimately going to be judged on when the season is over. But you're right. He was disruptive. He was involved. He was good against the run, too. And, you know, that's something, again, going back to the Arizona game, that was something that he and the entire team really struggled with. I think that that was sort of a challenge. They came out of that Arizona game. There was so much regret against James Conner and the Cardinals offense that they were kind of hyper-focused to make amends against the Seahawks, and they did that.
Matt, thank you so much,
good stuff,
as always. Have a great week out there at practice, and Sunday should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, can't wait. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Yes, sir. That's Matt Barrows, The Athletic. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop.
Stein, I think we got a rat on the table.
Whoa!
Yeah, Matt put it on there. If defenses are playing... in regard to the yak yards or their lack of, if they're doing something or they've made an adjustment, so what's the adjustment to the adjustment?
Oh, you're seeing it. You started
to see it. And I wonder if the Niners, I'm not playing here because I love Ayuk, but I'm wondering if they're second guessing, like, okay, he was a $30 million before they made an adjustment, but that can't be the answer. There's got to be an adjustment to the adjustment, right? Because if they're doing something different to take away these two guys, these dynamic receivers, from yards after the catch, what can the Niners do to remedy that? Because this can't be the norm. Because right now it seems like the victory goes to the defense for making an adjustment. They've seen something. But moving forward, Steiny, if Kyle and the Niners offense can't make an adjustment to that, then this is what it's going to be.
Well, they scored 36 points against the Seahawks.
Yeah.
Three touchdowns, no picks.
But the last few possessions of that game, they punted the ball to give Seattle the ball with the chance to win the game. No, I'm just looking at it from the Hennessy yards, Donnie, with the yak. We take that for granted. Like, we need to see that. That's a part of who Debo and Ayuk are.
What's yak?
Cognac.
Oh.
Oh, boy. Yeah, come on. The yak brothers. So if the defense is doing something different or they've seen something.
Yeah, that's football.
We need something for that offensively.
I think it was unveiled against the Seahawks.
Oh, okay. You said, all right.
Sure.
Well, yeah.
Not enough Debo, for you. 36,
no.
Not enough.
No,
yeah, I know. You know, it was only their season high.
Oh, boy.
Up in Seattle, a tough place
now,
to play.
Debo went on a scamper. That bomb
got
in the flat. No, it does, but you know what I mean. Like against the Chiefs.
If the 49ers score 36 a game from this point on,
I think I have nothing to see.
There you go. There you go. 888-957-9570 is the number. We just had Matt Barrows on, and a lot of good stuff. Ricky Pearsall, he doesn't expect to be active on Sunday. Remember, before he suffered the gunshot wound, he wasn't practicing. He either wasn't practicing or he had just gotten back to start practicing. But apparently he's not likely to be active for Sunday's game against the Chiefs. So
he said it's imperative. They get hot, Steiny. They can't keep winning, losing one, win one, lose one.
Let me play devil's advocate.
Okay, Al Pacino.
Why not? 9-8 is going to win the division. I hate to say it, but...
No, path of least resistance, but maybe that's a good thing then. You'll always have that. If we were the division to where that could get it done, ain't nobody, you know, Niners not apologizing.
No, I mean, when
we're talking about a championship, Steiny, I guess, and you got to have, it sounded like Matt was saying, you need Greenlaw and you need Purdy to think championship with this team, rightfully so.
McCaffrey, excuse me. Yeah.
You
know, I get the sense just from reading between the lines that they are confident McCaffrey's coming back. I don't know if it's going to be week 10, 12,
but he'll be
or
back.
Whatever. It feels like that. Right. It feels like things are trending in that direction. Whether or not he can stay healthy, obviously we'll have to find that out after he comes back and plays. But it does get this. It does feel like he's going to give it a shot at some point this year.
I really thought Bosa had us on his blocker when he said, I said he'd been listening.
Yeah,
he did.
No, 630. Thank you, Chicago Jason. No, I understand.
That's
Yak.
Our guy.
Yak means yards after the catch. I didn't understand how Guru then made a comparison between Yak and Hennessy, but I guess Hennessy's a cognac.
And people in the street say I was off that Yak.
Yeah.
Marshawn, I'm off that Yak.
Okay.
Everybody drinks it, not just, but yeah, I'm off that Yak. Daddy, come on.
I've never been on that. I don't think I've ever had a sip of Hennessy.
You didn't open the bottle I brought to you 3 years ago when your mom was in town.
Well, that's because it was half opened.
Tell the people you're playing.
I'm playing.
Yeah, but anyway, the Yak. I was off that Yak.
Is it strong?
Are you telling me you haven't?
I've never had Hennessy.
Steiny. And you've been to a Johnson party, Norm.
Remember you had it, and I said, you know what? Let's try it in a different...
Whoa! You like clear, huh?
I met the criteria to be selected.
Steiny off the Yak! Now you know what it is. It's a beautiful saying. The Yak brothers.
So Yak... All right, never mind. Never mind. I don't want to get into Hennessy.
Right, in hip-hop. Yeah, Eddie Bonics.
Yeah, interesting. Matt doesn't think the defense is philosophically changing, but he feels like the way the 49ers are being defended is making them adjust, which is par for the course.
And it's easy to do with no McCaffrey, too, right?
What is?
For the defense to kind of adjust and have it work a little bit when he's not out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
510 on the Comcast Business text line. Ayuk was interviewed after a game and said teams are dropping a defender into the windows.
Wow.
They've been throwing in. The fix is throwing different windows. All right.
Yeah.
No, I mean, the San Francisco 49ers, 3-3, and it is the game of the year on Sunday. 888-957-9570 is the number. 49er fans, you guys are 3-3. You're coming off a big win and a much-needed win against the Seattle Seahawks on Thursday, and here come the Kansas City Chiefs. How are you feeling? Do you feel like that game against the Seattle Seahawks has gotten you back on track? Or do you feel like I ain't saying that until we can beat a Kansas City Chiefs team in our own building? 888-957-9570. You're 3-3. How are you feeling about it? I know the way I feel about it is, yeah, I think you should have another win. Maybe two. But you don't. But I think the big picture still looks very optimistic. If for no other reason, then there's no reason you should not win the NFC West.
Yeah.
There's no reason you shouldn't win the NFC West. If you win the NFC West, you're going to be a top four seed.
But it starts this week, Steiny. And Matt, he appreciated the question, Steiny, when I said, is this game, the Chiefs, or is it coming at a good time? Like, who else would you want to play? Obviously, you want to win 100-0.
Rather play Jacksonville.
Well, you're right. Or Dallas. You get them a week after. But, Steiny, this, from a symbolic standpoint, you get this win to kind of – they've owned you. I said it. They got the keys.
Yeah, but the 49ers have outplayed them.
Well,
which is
in my mind, at least you don't get no keys from that. Yeah, they're your landlord.
Well – they're coming in here at 125.
I can't wait.
On Sunday. 888-957-9570. 49er fans, you're 3-3. Does it feel like a good 3-3? At least after you beat the Seattle Seahawks on Thursday. 888-957-9570 is the number if you want to jump into the conversation. Lots to talk about this week. Your nemesis, they are in town, and they will be at Levi's Stadium on Sunday, 125. 888-957-9570 is the number. Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
I was at the Circa. Put me workin'.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, putting in work.
Did you, you know what you should do?
a podcast. No.
You should start your own scouting service.
Yeah. Keep going.
Well, apparently you've
been talking to somebody.
Yeah, you notice a lot of things that, boy, I really...
When athletes are not running smoothly and they got a little
Hurts
get up
is
or hitch.
Dragging a leg along.
Oh, no, Hurts is dragging. Watch him run. His giddy up ain't some, and he's playing hurt. No pun intended. Sums up with that giddy up. Kawhi's been dragging a leg and they paid him. I don't know. Hey, but you might be onto something.
888-957-9570 is the number from the 707. Did you guys hear the promo running on the Kansas City station? Yes, we did. What do you think of this, 49er fans? They're trying to stick it to you.
Remember when an NFL coach who wears a flat-brimmed hat decided to receive the ball to start overtime and then went limp and kicked a field goal after already losing a Super Bowl 4 years earlier to the same team? Yeah, us too.
Right side throw, touchdown! Kansas City! McCole Hardman! McCole Hardman!
Chiefs and Niners, Sunday at 3:25, right here on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5.
Fan. Hearing it again, I came in on my high winning my fantasy game against Lucas. Stoney, that is a flagrant foul. Limp, hat, and then the OT snitching? Wow. That was a flagrant.
Fair or foul?
That's foul, man. Oh, remember when they went in
Listen,
on Kyle.
Niners, if the Niners
by 12.
Would have been all right.
Dude, I can't believe that. You didn't lose, guys. You won that game. Wow.
They
that was whoa. They all the way, they turned all the way up in KC.
Let's you know what, Bobby's in Los Altos, and you know, but one of the things about Bobby is one of the reasons I am fond of him, Goo, is because he does challenge conventional wisdom. And challenging conventional wisdom doesn't necessarily mean, well, I disagree with it. But it means you're questioning conventional wisdom.
I have kids.
And I feel like that's what Bobby would like to do right now, and I'm here for it. Hey, Bobby, how you doing?
Hey, guys, good afternoon. That's quite a setup. I don't know if I can really live up to
Absolutely.
A little intro there. But
No, you can.
But since you threw... So you kind of threw me off a little bit, but that little promo was 100%... That little promo was 100% fair.
Wow.
They said that was factually incorrect. I would think the Chiefs would act like they've been there, so it really surprises me that they would do that since, you know, they're the top dog, but they must really hate the Niners for them to...
Bobby, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I thought that was... That's kind of beneath them. They won the games. Right.
It is beneath them, but it's certainly... There's nothing they said that wasn't factually true. So,
wow.
Let's talk about this game a little bit. So, unless the Chiefs... You know, in my opinion, this Chiefs game... you know, unless it comes down to the end, it really is just another game. I think you guys are being a little unfair as it relates to the Trent Williams quote. You're ignoring the most important part. He said it's a game, it's just another game. But here's the part you guys aren't saying. It's not like we can get payback for losing the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That ship has sailed. 100% Big Trent is 100% right. It's, I mean, what is it, revenge for what? What, a regular season win for a Super Bowl? I mean, it's stupid for us to think something like that. So let me tell you something, boys. Look, there was no game this weekend, obviously, for the Niners. So I spent a couple hours online, and I got my sports psychologist certificate.
All right.
So I'd like you to just lay down on Dr. Bobby's couch, and let me talk you through this upcoming game against the Chiefs, okay?
I love it.
First, I want to say this about the Chiefs. Yes, they're undefeated. But if Isaiah Likely... was it maybe a shoe size 12 versus a 14? The Ravens would have won that first game of the season. And then there was this bogus bang-bang PI call against the Bengals very late. So they should be 3-2. In the blink of an eye, they should be 3-2. But this is really what I want to say about this game. If the Niners blow out the Chiefs, you know, at home, that's great. It adds another. It registers a win, but that doesn't do anything for the mentals. It doesn't make the Niners a stronger team. In order to get past the demons, they need a very close game where they have a game-winning drive. I'm talking about the Niners have a game-winning drive, or the defense has a game-saving defensive stand. Otherwise, I really do believe this is just another game. If they get blown out by the Chiefs, I think you just kind of brush it off as whatever, just a loss. They really need to see themselves, and the Niners need to see themselves win a game under pressure. If we blow them out and abuse them, I really don't think it means anything. We really need to test. I mean, this game, the significance of it is that we have an opportunity that if it's a close game, to show that we can actually win a close game against them.
Bobby, I love you, man. But hold on, Stani. I'm leaving. I'm leaving your office because I love you. And I'm not saying you're wrong, man, but you and I played about the same amount of pro football. None, right? The bottom line is these dudes are athletes. They have pride. And Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid are the standard. They've got 3 Super Bowl victories. 2 have come against the Niners. They want to beat them any way they can, man. The worst thing that could happen to me, Bobby, is this team comes in again and kicks your ass, gets on a plane and laughs at you because they have no fear. So to me, it's everything from a Niner standpoint, and that's why I think Trent Williams is being the psychologist that you also are trying to be by, you know, taking up for the youngsters. Don't do too much. It's just another game. But in reality, Bobby, the whispers are the Niners need this more than the Chiefs because they've been your daddy.
And then how will that manifest itself?
I want to hear from Bobby.
He hung up.
Oh, okay.
He was.
I love Bobby, but it's got to be close. Well, you had a close game Thursday against Seattle. You pulled it out.
And you built. That's what you build on. You lost 2 games like that to the Seahawks. I'm sorry, you lost 2 games before the Seahawks. You were in the same situation against the Seahawks, and you came through. So what if you can come through in the same manner against the Chiefs?
No, a win is a win, but Bobby was saying...
No, that's not what he's saying.
Let me paraphrase. A close win against the Chiefs and the Niners pull it out would be more substance than 30-3. I think 30-3 would suffice and be the same. You just want to beat the Chiefs.
But they ain't winning 30-3.
Well, you never know, but you know what I mean. A blowout.
Oh, 910 said flush that caller. No, I don't flush Bobby. I don't flush Bobby.
Bobby's one of my favorites, but he has an angle. He's like a baby you because he dissed us and you didn't even catch it. He goes, that's stupid. Thinking like that's stupid. It set me off a little bit.
Please be more specific.
He said what we were talking about in regard to Trent Williams and how we looked at it. It was a subliminal.
Oh, Bobby.
I love Bobby.
Bobby.
Yeah.
Bobby. Listen, I don't have a strong opinion about what Trent Williams said, but some people might. Some people might.
At this point, when you're 3-3, get the dub.
I have a problem with people thinking these guys get up more for certain games than other games. If you do that, that's going to lead to being an inconsistent football team.
But the Super Bowl champs are in your building.
Okay.
And you go win that.
Right. Yeah. But you don't want to win it any more than any other game. Like, let's put the rat on the table.
Yeah.
Oh.
Next you know what? On the other side.
I could do
it
now.
Did the rat get away?
I could drop the bomb now and see if... I'll drop it on the other side. But I'm putting a rat on the table about the Niners coming up. 888-957-9570 is the number. And, we got to take a break here, Goo, because we have...
I will not let you forget the bomb on the other table of what you're going to say on the other side because I want to hear it.
Okay. 888-957-9570. If you want to talk some Niners football, they play the Chiefs, and they're coming off probably their best win of the season against the Seattle Seahawks, 36-24. Bosa, terrific. Purdy, terrific. And they got back to 3-3. 888-957-9570.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!
Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.